in goodness and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى. Allah Ta'ala says, assist each other in good deeds and piety. In other words, we are exhorted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commanded by Allah Ta'ala as Muslims, we should assist one another in doing good deeds. So if a person is able to advise some person to do some good deed, he should do so. And taqwa, we should help one another in developing piety and taqwa. وقال تعالى والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah Ta'ala says, by the oath of time, surely man is at a loss, except those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do righteous deeds, and they encourage one another with truth and with patience. قال الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى كلاما معناه إن الناس أو أكثرهم في غفلة عن تدبير هذه السورة. Imam Nawawi رحمه الله says that Imam Shafi'i رحمه الله عليه used to say that people, or the vast majority of them, are negligent in pondering over this surah. Well, Asr is a very short surah, but has great and very powerful meaning in it. Inshallah, we will discuss the tafsir one day, if Allah give us tawfiq. But Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that people are negligent in pondering over the surah. In another narration, it is mentioned regarding Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi's statement that he used to say, if only this surah had to be revealed in the Holy Quran, in no other surah, it would suffice the ummah. Because of the various, or the vast meaning, profound meaning in the surah, especially encouraging one another in doing good and with the truth and being patient. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن زيد بن خالد الجهني رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جهز غازيا في سبيل الله فقد غزا ومن خلف غازيا في أهله بخير فقد غزا. متفق عليه. زيد بن خالد الجهني رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. One who equips a mujahid in the cause of Allah has also gone out in the path of Allah himself. And one who takes care of his family in his absence, he has also gone out in the path of Allah Ta'ala himself. Now, if you recall two chapters previous to this chapter, Babu Man Sanna Sunnat al-Hasana, a person, we discussed those ahadith regarding a person who initiates and revives a good deed, and when he starts a good deed and others follow him, then he also gets the sawab of them following him in their good deed. So whatever the good deed is, a person's initiated, people are not practicing on that particular good deed, and he started doing that good deed, so people then followed him. So even after his demise, he will still get the sawab because people are doing that good deed. And then we did the other chapter where the person is not doing it himself, but he gives somebody some targhib, some encouragement, and that person does the good deed. So even though this person did not do the good deed, but he encouraged the other person, he will also get the good deed. This particular chapter is this similar, that this person, or there are two people, and one is doing the good deed, and the other has assisted him in doing the good deed, both get reward. So the person who is gone out in the path of Allah, and you became the means of his ease and comfort in going out in the path of Allah, a mujahid, you give him his equipment to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then although you haven't participated, but it is as though you have also gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look after his family bi khairin, with care and in a good manner, in other words, it should not happen that the mujahid is gone in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are making khiyanat of him regarding his family, you are being disloyal, you are interfering with his wife or his children or his business, then of course we get great sin for it. But if you have become the means of his ease in going out in the path of Allah by looking after and taking care of his affairs, then it is as though you also have gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the next hadith is talking about two people, both cannot go out in the path of Allah, but one is there to support his brother in his absence and to take care of his belongings, his whatever possessions he has. then both are sharing in the reward of going out in the path of Allah. Wa Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ba'atha ila Bani Lihyan min Hudayr, Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent an army to the Banu Lihyan tribe of Hudayr. It's a very lengthy incident. Rasul had sent the Sahaba because these people had they were fighting against the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in. Faqala لِيَنْبَعِثْ مِنْ كُلِّ رَجُلَيْنِ أَحَدُهُمَا وَالْأَجْرُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If there are two people, then one should encourage the other to go out. So at least one of two men should go out, and the reward will be shared between the two. Because this person is going to take care of that person's belongings in his absence. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقي ركبا بالروحاء. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم met a caravan, a whole group of people at a place called روحاء. فقال من القوم؟ Nabi Sam saw these people. He asked, "Who are you people?" قالوا المسلمون. We are Muslims. So this in this hadith indicates that these people were new. They had not seen Rasulullah Sam. They had accepted Iman because somebody came from the tribe, accepted Islam. He went back to them, gave them da'wah to Islam. They accepted Islam, and now these people are coming to Makkah for Hajj. فقالوا من أنت؟ They asked, "Who are you?" So he said, "قال رسولullah. I am the Rasul of Allah." The moment he says this, فَرَفَعَتْ إِلَيْهِ إِمْرَأَةٌ صَبِيًّا. One woman who was amongst the people in the caravan, she raises her little child. فَقَالَتْ أَلِهَذَا حَجٌ. For this, is any Hajj? Can this child perform Hajj? A child is not baligh. He is not mukallaf of performing Hajj. Hajj is not fard upon him. She has brought this child with her to make the Hajj. So she asks, can this child perform Hajj? قَالَ نَعَمْ وَلَكِ أَجْرٌ. Yes, you can perform Hajj, but you will get the reward of this child making Hajj. So here also we find that this hadith teaches us the one who becomes the means of others obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or doing some righteous deed, then this person will also get the reward of that person. Of course, the ulama have explained that this child, when he becomes baligh, then and Hajj becomes fard upon him, then he has to make his Hajj again. This is when the child is not baligh, but the parent will get the Hajj sawab. وَنَبِي مُوسَى الْعَشَرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ الْخَازِرُ الْمُسْلِمُ الْأَمِينُ الَّذِي يُنْفِذُ مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ فَيُعْطِيهِ كَامِلًا مُوَفَّرًا طَيِّبَةً بِهِ نَفْسُهُ فَيَدْفَعُهُ إِلَى الَّذِي أُمِرَ لَهُ بِهِ أَحَدُ الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ الَّذِي يُعْطِي مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ وضبط المتصدقين بفتح القاف مع كسر النون وعلى التثنية وعكسه على الجمع وكلاهما صحيح. A person who is a treasurer, he is a Muslim treasurer, he is Ameen, that's the important thing, that he is trustworthy. A person has got a big business, he's very wealthy, so he keeps a certain person in charge of discharging sadaqah, donations, charity to good organizations, to needy persons. So the person, the boss himself, he depute somebody else to discharge these monies that he has to different organizations. He himself is busy, he cannot go and see which person is worthy, but he's got somebody deputed. So this person who is now the treasurer or is acting on behalf of the boss, it's not his money. The money belongs to the owner of the place, but he is trustworthy, and when people come, he executes that command which his boss had given him. In other words, he has to give needy people monies, widows, poor, often, and he gives it completely. He is not miserly. He gives it happily. فَيَدْفَعُهُ إِلَى الَّذِي أُمِرَ لَهُ بِهِ. And he gives it over, he hands it over to all those recipients regarding whom he has been commanded to give, the poor, the needy. أَحَدُ الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ أَوْ مُتَصَدِّقِينَ. Then he is regarded to be one of those who give charity. Now look at this. This is not his money at all. All he is doing is discharging a command or executing a command of his boss. The money belongs to the boss, it is his money. But because of other commitments, he cannot physically do it himself, he's got this person deputed. Now this person who is deputed, he is giving this charity out, so he also shares the sawab of giving charity, even though this wasn't his money. So you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so loving, so full of muhabbat and generosity and munificent, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so much of reward. Here it is not that we are, is not the person's money himself. Somebody gives any organization his zakat to discharge, or his sadaqah, or you give any alim to give some poor person. Now this alim who gives the poor person the money, it wasn't his money that he's giving, but he also will get the sawab of giving sadaqah. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah. You can see the roads of doing good deeds has been opened so wide. Small, small things and avenues, and we're sharing the reward like what other people would be doing themselves. We haven't done it ourselves, but we become the means of somebody else doing it. We also will get the sawab. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.